Merry, happy day after Christmas, everyone. Mike and Kim here on the Good Stuff program. Hope you had a great Christmas with friends and family, and now we count down the final days of the year, Kim.
Indeed. I cannot believe it. 2024. It's almost all gone.
Who would have thought, huh?
Yeah. Go figure.
Integrity Meats in Belle Fouche, South Dakota is grateful for customers and community. The holidays are a time to open our hearts, to pause, reflect, and pray. Have a happy new year. From Integrity Meats of Belle Fouche.
And safe driving for the holidays as you're still making your journeys here and there. WW Tire Service with 8 locations across central and eastern South Dakota. Shane and all the crew say Happy New Year.
Dive into a world beyond the pasture with Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read. Unearth the secrets of successful breeders. Immerse in the thrill of rodeo news and explore exciting upcoming events. With a focus on everything from grains to performance horses, Tri-State Livestock News are the weekly Bible of ranchers. It's what ranchers read, and wishing you a happy new year from Tri-State Livestock News. Kim, you got something for after Christmas?
I do. 'Twas the day after Christmas and all through the house. Every creature was hurting, yes, even the mouse. The toys were all broken, their batteries dead. Santa passed out with some ice on his head. Wrapping and ribbons just covered the floor, while upstairs the family continued to snore. And I, in my t-shirt, new Reeboks and jeans, went into the kitchen and started to clean. When out on the lawn there rose such a clatter, I sprang from the sink to see what's the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the curtains, and threw up the sash. What went to my wandering eyes should appear but a little white truck with an oversized mirror. The driver was smiling so lively and grand, the patch on his jacket said, U.S. Postman. With a handful of bills, he grinned like a fox, then quickly he stuffed them into our curbside box. Bill after bill after bill they still came. Whistling and shouting, he called them by name. Now Dillard, now Broadway, now Pennies and Ward. Here's Robinson's, Saks. No more can you afford. To the tip of your limit, every store, every mall, you charged away, charged away, charged away all. He whooped and he whistled as he finished his work. He picked up the box and then turned with a jerk. He sprang to his truck and he drove down the road, driving much faster now with just half a load. Then I heard him explain with great holiday cheer, enjoy what you got. You'll be paying all year.
Well, I hope people don't find themselves too deep into debt after the holidays. How about, this has had nothing to do with holidays, maybe with food. Fast food entrees, no longer available. Maybe you'll remember some of these. Do you remember the McDLT at McDonald's?
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
The double cheeseburger was a marvel of engineering, they say, featuring a clever divider that supposedly kept the lettuce, tomato, and mayo from getting soggy. Introduced in 1984, the McDLT was a novelty, but its complexity and higher price tag ultimately led to its demise in the 1990s.
I remember when it came out because it's like, oh, a healthy hamburger.
Yeah, right. Wendy's Super Bar. Vaguely do I have haunts of that. It wasn't just a single sandwich, but basically it was a customizable burger bar. They offered a wide selection of toppings beyond the usual lettuce, tomato, and onion. The Super Bar's complexity made it a logistical nightmare for Wendy's, leading to their removal in the early 1990s. So it wasn't around. And it's for those of you that had Hardee's, I think Hardee's is kind of a regional type
fast food.
I'm not sure. But they had a Frisco thick burger, maybe known as a Roy Rogers in some regions. This hefty burger, piled high with two all-beef patties, cheese, bacon, and a fried onion ring, was a truly artery clogger. Despite its popularity, the Frisco thick burger couldn't keep up with changing tastes and health trends, disappearing in the late 2000s. So they did get rid of that one. And maybe one more of these, the Burger King chicken fries. Do you remember those? Launched in the 1980s,
they weren't
typical fries. They were a unique, crispy side dish made from pressed, breaded chicken, of course. However, the high cost of chicken and the rise of healthier options eventually led to their removal about 2010. Burger King has brought them back for limited-time promotions, though, from time to time.
Isn't that interesting? Hey, Happy New Year from Rick and Lynn Shippey over at Winter, South Dakota. You know, they love to buy, sell, or auction land. That's what they do. But right now, they're also sending out a Happy New Year wish to everybody.
And a Happy New Year from Mike and Kim at The Good Stuff.